Well, and away we go on a Monday night as Elon Basketball Live off and running from the mark inside the inn at Elon as the Phoenix gets set for an atypical weekend. Everybody is at home. Four straight begin Thursday night when the Phoenix men welcome in UNCW Charleston on Saturday. And the Phoenix women on Friday night will get James Madison. And then Towson on Sunday afternoon, a very important Sunday afternoon. More on that here in just a few moments. A lot to get to as Peyton Carter will join us in the hour and head coach Mike Schrage and Darius Burford from the men's side. But we begin, as we always do, with head coach Charlotte Smith. Thanks so much for spending some time on a Monday night.
Well, thank you for having me on a Monday night, Taylor.
Not the results you were looking for, obviously, against Drexel and Delaware. We'll go ahead and get this out of the way. But I would start by asking you the big picture thoughts after you and the team had a chance to look over everything.
Well, big picture thoughts is that basketball is not just basketball in and of itself. It's a game of life. And anything that we endeavor to do, we're going to face setbacks, adversities, and things that we have to overcome. And these are the moments that, honestly, they stink. But it's part of the process of maturity, and it's a part of the process of building that culture. And I always tell the team that a culture that has not been tested can't be trusted. So right. You can say you have great culture, but it's like when you hit the wall and when you hit that adversity, that's when that defines you. And that's when you know who you really are as a team. And so for us, the most important thing was to make sure that we stick together and that we stay focused on not what's lost, but what's left. And there's a lot of games left ahead of us.
Yes, indeed there are. We're going to talk about the upcoming schedule here in just a moment. We'll get into a few numbers from Drexel and Delaware in just a few moments. But when you walked in the building, somebody mentioned Princess Day. And once again, rave reviews for the entire afternoon inside Shar Center. We'll ask Peyton, the student-athlete viewpoint here in just a moment. But the connection you've had with the community, that's always been a very key part of this program, right?
Most definitely. You know, I sent the girls a text today, and I sent pictures from yesterday, and we talked about how really at the end of the day, that's what this is all about. This is part of what this is about, is impact and influence. And, I mean, it gives me goosebumps to look at those pictures and to see the look in the little girl's eyes when, you know, you're dressed as a princess and they're just looking at you in awe. And I think back to my time as a little girl and the importance of self-perception,
yeah,
confidence, mm-hmm, awareness of who you are, embracing who you are, and knowing that you are royalty. That's what that is all about. That's what Princess Day is all about, is helping them to understand that you're beautiful inside and out. And so when you can make an impact like that on a little girl's life, that can be transforming.
We mentioned earlier your time being a student athlete in North Carolina, and there's a photo that was out there earlier with our guest here later in the hour leaning down to talk to a young girl in a princess outfit. That's a big deal for somebody who's 6, 7, 8 years old to have an opportunity to spend time with a Peyton Carter and a Kayla Lowes and other people that are on this team.
They look up to the girls on the team.
Yeah.
And I always try to emphasize that you are a role model and that you have a responsibility to impact and influence young girls' lives. And I love those pictures. I even have a great one from like a few years ago with Ariel Colon, where like we had them go around the court intentionally to give five and speak to the fans that are there to not only let them know that we appreciate them, but that we see them. And so I love that picture of it's like a little girl just looking up with all the adoration in the world into AC's eyes and into Peyton's eyes, into our players' eyes. I mean, It's hard to even put it into words what moments like that means.
Phoenix will have another one of those events and another special event this coming Sunday with Towson in town in the Play 4K game. We'll talk about the ties that it has to here in just a moment, but make no mistake, it is a heck of an afternoon that honors a lot of people that have fought their way through this disease.
Right. If you ask anybody, you probably won't find anybody that hasn't been touched by cancer in some way, some family member. You know, I've unfortunately lost my dad to cancer in 2006. And so this game means a lot to me, you know, mm-hmm. to honor him and his legacy. But when you think about the great Kay Yao, who right. laid the foundation for Elon women's basketball and her battle, I mean, the strength and the fortitude that she presented through that battle was just amazing. And so, you know, each of our young girls, we make videos and tribute to who we will play that game for. And it just puts everything in perspective. When you have moments like Princess Day, when you have moments like coming up this weekend where we are playing, we're having our Play for K game, and it's going to be huge. It's going to be big. We have so many survivors coming back. And this year, the Play for K Foundation actually funded a post-game reception that we're having at the Shaw Center as well, right after the game for survivors. And we have at least 100 people that are registered for that event.
You mentioned the word Yao, and Debbie received the medallion back in October. Susan Yao was a part of the 50th anniversary 2 weekends back. There are names that transcend to a university. That name certainly does that and more here.
Certainly, certainly. And I've had the pleasure of not only playing, following in the footsteps of Kay Yao here, playing against Kay Yao when I was in the ACC, being coached by Susan Yao, who coached in the WNBA and was an assistant coach there. So the Yao family has had such an impact on my life as well, and they have left a great legacy in the sport of women's basketball.
Just a few notes on the basketball front. Phoenix get off to the hot start on Friday night against Drexel and lead by 8 at the break. What did you like the most about the first half?
Well, this goes back to what you asked about earlier is, you know, the big picture takeaway is that Drexel's the number one team in the country. Elon is not a healthy team right now. And we did such a tremendous job in the first half. And when you look at our team, we've done a lot of great things over our body of work, even against like top teams such as South Carolina, where we won a quarter, NC State. So I'm just excited about a healthy Elon team, everybody clicking on all cylinders and seeing what that looks like. And the good thing is that we have people that can step up and fill roles. And I want everybody, no matter, you know, whether you're a starter, whether you're coming off the bench, mm-hmm. to have confidence that you can contribute to this team. And we've got a lot of great contributions from players that are not normally in the starting role. And I feel just as confident with them in the starting role and being able to get it done as well.
You mentioned that Drexel entered in unbeaten, but the Phoenix defensively do a whale of a job, especially in the second quarter. And wrong word here, but you muddle through going 5 for 18 in the quarter. And because of your defensive work, you take what was 5 and get it to 8 at the break, holding Drexel to 3 of 11. How much can a performance like that against a team like that serve you in the weeks and months?
Well, I really just want to take that 7 for 15 from the 3 from the Delaware game and insert it in the Drexel game, and then we win. So we just have to shoot the ball consistently. But when you don't, you know, I always talk to the team about controlling the things that you can control, and that's defense and rebounding. And the rebounding piece, like, wow, we really have to figure that out. Because it's a simple formula for me. It's 40-plus rebounds, nothing less than 40-plus. You give yourself a chance to be successful if you can get 40 rebounds.
You mentioned the confidence, 7 of 15 yesterday. How much does a day like that help a shooter?
Tremendously. Okay. You know, when you see that first shot going through the hole, that's a great boost of confidence. But at the same time, I'm trying to instill in them, when you don't see it go in the hole, next shot. Yeah. And that's the thing that we have to develop, is that next shot mentality, and have what they call the goldfish memory. I don't know how true it is about the goldfish memory, but I need you to forget that last shot that you missed and move on to the next one.
Bree with 25, 6-4 yesterday afternoon. That's 3 straight ball games, 22 or better in 4 out of the last 5. Simple question, what's impressed you about her work?
Wow. That wow is probably the word for Bree Papinion right now, because she plays both ends of the floor.
Yeah.
Like when you think about the Drexel and the Delaware game, she had the toughest defensive assignment from the start of the scouting report, Washington from Drexel, and she frustrated her. She did a tremendous job on Washington. And in Delaware, you know, Dickie, she was in her skin. So to be able to have to be the captain of the ship, to push it in transition, pushing the tempo, getting everybody organized, and having to take the toughest defensive assignment for both games, Friday, Sunday, I mean, I can't say enough about the relentless warrior that I have in Brie Papinion.